Hello?
Hi, this is Alexis returning your phone call from Crafty Video Membership. How can I assist you?
Good. Hi. Is it Alexis, you said?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, I'm Pat. I was trying on my computer to sign up with Craftsy for the yearly membership, and I want to opt out of the automatic renewal in a year because I want to make sure that I use it. A lot of times I find that I don't use this stuff. And so, how do I do that when I am enrolling?
Okay, do you have an account with us now or you haven't made the account yet?
You know what's funny about that? I used to have an account. In fact, I have three, what do you even call them? Three orders from, like 2017 before they closed the Crafty and sitting here that I have not gotten into. So I had an account then, but at this point I have not just signed in for a premium account. I haven't yet. It's all up on my screen. I'm ready to go. And I thought, oh, I should call and ask you this.
Okay, what I'm asking is, have you, what's your email to your old account?
Probably Lee FN, like Lee, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, at AOL.com.
Okay, can you verify your last name and your full home address?
Right, Pat Needhammer. Might be Patricia, but it's Pat Needhammer. 130 Villa Park Drive, Lewisville, Texas, 75077.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. However, I do see that you once had a premium membership with us. We did give you a free 4 to 5 day Craftsy membership. That access did expire on October 16th. However, in order for you to be able to opt out of automatic renewal, what you can do is you can log in on this account, and so if you did purchase like anything off this account, like any classes maybe. You will want to sign up again up under the same email, and then once you sign up, you can just call us in and let us know that you want to cancel your automatic renewal. Then we could turn your renewal feature off that way, but we cannot turn it off right now. You have to first sign up. So, do you remember your password to this account?
I do. Oh, yeah. In fact, I was using the same one.
So it wasn't going to let you It probably wasn't going to let you create, like, go through the billing details completely because it would have told you that this email is already registered with an account. So what you would have to do is go to Craftsy.com, through the web browser. You will log in with that email and your password, and then once you get on your account, you'll see that you don't have an active membership. Then they ask you will click on membership details. Then they ask you if you want to be a monthly member or an annual member. So then you'll click on the annual membership and then you'll sign up that way.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What I was thinking of doing, because the email that I had used was one that comes into my husband and to myself because we've just always had the same email. And I decided that I should maybe set up my own email. And so I was going to create a new email address. Now,
Okay, so
with
if you create a new one, we can add a new one to this account. You don't have to make a new account because if you purchase anything out of this account, then you won't have access to what you have already purchased off this account. Do you have like forever classes on this account? So only thing you have to do is just go create a new email like on Gmail, MSN, or however, wherever you want to create your email at, and then you call us in. And you give us the leefn@aol.com email, and you let us know, hey, I need to update my email, and we can change your email for you.
Oh, I see. Okay. I would still use that same number. Okay, and then with that, could I ever use these old Crafty ones for celebrate with cookies and ones? I have all the paperwork. I kept it. flawless cakes, I mean, stuff like that. Am I ever going to be able to access those, or should I throw these pieces of paper away?
Are those classes? Where are those?
One was Celebrate with Cookies, 19 Favorite Designs with Ann Yorks, and it was $17.99. So it was a cookie class. And another one was Elegant Techniques for Flawless Cakes with Helen Manzi, and it was $17.99.
Okay, so are those patterns or are those classes? Because I don't think we have that on our web. We're not crafty now. We once were blueprints, so everything has changed a little. So,
well, when I was doing it, it was called Craftsy.
Yes, ma'am. Then we switched to blueprint. Now we back to Craftsy. So the only anything that you have purchased, if you purchase those, then yes, you will have access to them. But if it was just something you was looking at for free, then no, you would not have access to that. But
No, they're purchased because my daughter gave them to me for a birthday present.
Well, yes, they are on your account now. Log in, you should see them.
Oh, I should see them. Okay. Okay, and then I bought another one for modeling chocolate. I paid $9.99. So I've paid for
everything that you have purchased. Everything that you have purchased, we transfer everything over when we transfer from Blueprint. So all of your purchase courses, purchase patterns, all of that is on your account now. Everything transferred. As long as you actually pay for those classes, then they're on your account.
Okay. So in other words, I'm understanding, if I'm understanding right, go ahead and register this one in my new email address and then call you back on this number and have you look up the other email address that I had, and you will transfer it all to this current
one. So you don't need to register with a new email right now, because if you do that on Craftsy with a new email, you want to lose access to your courses on this account with the Lee FN. Only thing you need to go do is just make whatever email that you're going to use, you just go make an email on Gmail. Then you call us to let us know that you want to change your email for this Lee FN account, and we'll put your new email on here. So you don't have to make a membership. The only thing you have to do is just go make a new email and give us that new email for your account.
Oh, so I don't have to buy a new membership?
Right. You said you're trying to get a new email, so you don't need to buy a new membership, because if you buy a new membership, then you're not going to have access to those classes, because your class is on the LeeFNAOL.com account. So in order for you to access other classes that's on the account, you will have to buy a membership, but it will be up under the same email that you already have. So what I'm trying to say is, you said you want to use a new email, so since you haven't made a new email yet, I say go make a new email and then call us in and let us know that you want to change the email on this account to your new email. Then that way we can guide you into purchasing a membership with your new email instead of creating a new account that doesn't have any of your purchase courses on there.
Okay. I'm old, but I keep telling myself I'm not dumb. But I still do need to pay, there's an offer for $5, right? So I still do need to join that. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. But if you make a new account, I can say, if you go create a new account on CraftsyDN with another email right now, like you go sign in, put in your first and last name, do a new email, like make a new account, then you're not going to have access to your courses that you already have.
I understand that one now. So I need to keep LeeFN at AOL.com. I don't need to do anything with a new one.
You can change the email. We just need the new email. You said you wanted to change your email. We can change it for you right now in the system. But what I'm saying is, if you go try to, you will have to, in order to purchase the membership for $5, you have to log in on your account here with the LeeFN at AOL.com. Then you purchase your membership.
Oh, so I don't even answer this. See, I got an email from them. And so I was just going through it. Did I get an email? Oh, no. I'll bet you I saw it on Facebook. I'm not sure. Uh-oh. Okay, so I'm sitting at home. Go ahead and just do craftsy.com and log in as me with LeeFN at AOL.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. For you, but you got me. I can do that. And then say that I want to join
You just sign in. You already have an account. So just sign in with the LeahFinn@AOL.com if you remember your password. And once you go on there, it will say you don't have an active membership. So you will click on membership details, click on the membership that you want. Then you will put in the coupon code for the $5. Would you like for me to just sign you up over the phone?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay. Yeah. Would you like to give me your Craftsy password, or would you like for me to make you a temporary one?
I can give you mine.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, what's the password?
AEO3MLM3.
Okay, so it's not letting me in. I'm going to make you a temporary one, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the temporary password. Are you ready?
I can be, yes.
Okay, it's A as in Apple. It's all small letters. A as in Apple.
Uh-huh.
B as in Boy.
Okay.
C as in Cat.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
So I'm on your account now, and I see your classes is here on your account as well. So I'm going to go to membership details, and you said that you wanted the membership for $5, right?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Am I going to need to go get a card, though? I don't have a card right here.
Yes, ma'am. You would need to go get a card.
Okay, hold on. Let me go get one. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, what's your first name?
Pat.
Okay, what's your last name?
Okay, it's a long one. It's Neat Hammer. So N like Nancy, IETHAMMER.
Okay, where's your, is you in the United States?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's your address?
130 Villa, like VILLA, Park Drive.
What's your city?
Louisville, and that's spelled LEWISVILLE, Texas.
Okay, give me one moment. Your zip code?
75077.
Okay, now I just need your card number.
4610-4609-4095-2781.
Okay, your expiration date?
11/21.
The security code?
048.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so we have you signed up for the premium and annual membership at the price of $5.40. The tax on that was just 40 cents, so you got the membership for $5.40. So okay. In order for you to access your membership, you need to go to Craftsy.com, and you will log in with the LeahFinn@AOL.com. And with that temporary password I just gave you, and once you get logged on, you can go in and change your password.
Okay, so go to LeahFinn@AOL.com. Use that as my email address, and then do that ABC123. And
yes,
then
ma'am.
And then what would I put in then? Do I put in any password I want, right?
That's correct.
Okay. This is so much better. You helping me. You know what? I think the reason I didn't use these was because somehow it wasn't working for me. You know, and even every time I'd want to, when I had time, it just didn't work. It was something I was doing, I'm sure. But anyway, I'd put it away and not do it. So I have never looked at any of these.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
So let me ask you this. So wait, did you say, are you Alexis? What'd you say your name was?
It's Alexis.
Oh, okay. Then I remembered right. When I get these, when it comes up or when I go in and look, I will still pay something for some of mine, right? It's just that I have a membership to buy whatever I want to look at.
Okay, so you can look at anything you want to look at for free because you are a premium member. So if you want to own that class forever, then yes, you will have to purchase that class. But with your premium membership, it gives you access to watch the video just like it's yours. It's just not your forever class.
Oh, I could just watch it, you know, 3 days in a row. But if I wanted to buy it to have it, then I would buy it. I mean,
that's correct.
Yeah, is that right? Oh, okay. All right. Is there anything else I should know? Because I felt like I was in, oh, well, I just love this stuff. I love to look at it, but I guess not. Okay, and then have you signed me up? So am I going to need to, like, see how much I use it? Because I can't afford to pay $80 a year if I don't use it. So am I signed up to be notified before it's automatically done so that I can opt out if I want?
So when I just signed you up, you automatically enrolled in automatic renewal. We do send out an email 4 to 5 days prior to the renewal date, so it won't just automatic renew next year on January the 30th. However, you will receive an email 4 to 5 days before it renews, letting you know that your membership is getting ready to renew. However, I can't cancel your automatic renewal for you if you would like, but it just that by canceling your automatic renewal, you will no longer receive an email notification about your membership getting ready to renew. It's just that if you forget that it do renew on the 30th, your membership will just expire, and then the only thing you will have access to is your courses that you've purchased.
Okay. All right. I guess that's good enough. I'll watch for it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I think I have it. Thank you for helping.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling on Craftsy Video Membership. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.